This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A worldwide climate strike. It brought an estimated 300,000 protesters to the streets of Australian cities on Friday, and demonstrations continue around the world. Many of those participating on Friday are students, like in the Philippines.
As part of the youth, we will inherit the earth. And of course, we would not want to inherit something that's dead, something that would benefit us at all. And since this is the only planet that we have.
Youth also marched in Paris, France, like this American student.
We deserve a say in what's going on in our future. And although we're not the ones making policy right now, we know that this is the world that we have to live in, and we're going to deal with the consequences.
In the United States, more than 800 events are planned for Friday, while in Germany, more than 400 rallies are expected. The protests are partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg, who has staged weekly demonstrations and is calling on world leaders to step up their efforts against climate change. The worldwide climate strike will culminate in New York when Thunberg spearheads a rally at the United Nations headquarters. A complaint by a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower involves President Donald Trump and Ukraine, according to the Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small reports details of the showdown between the Trump administration and Congress.
The Trump administration is keeping Congress from even learning what exactly the whistleblower is alleging. But the intelligence community's inspector general says the matter involves the most significant responsibilities of intelligence leadership, with one lawmaker saying the complaint was based on a series of events. Both the Washington Post and the New York Times report that at least part of the complaint involves Ukraine, with the newspapers citing anonymous sources familiar with the matter.
This is VOA News. The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services live talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mogumbayi on the phone. Mogumbayi is the acting president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, and he tells VOA he does not remember what exactly happened to him. Hundreds of Kenyans took part in the international protests to demand political leaders do more to combat climate change. For VOA, Mohamed Yusuf has more.
Hundreds of protesters in red, black and white t-shirts bearing messages climate change marched in the streets of Nairobi Friday to express their fears and call for government actions they think are needed. 22-year-old Benson Gitutu was one of the protesters and said the government and citizens must be reminded of what they are doing to the environment.
Our climate is deteriorating day by day just because of the actions of our government and the actions of the people. And that's why we are trying to make people aware of what they do. It's not good.
In recent years, African countries have witnessed unreliable weather patterns that have harmed farm output. Kenya in particular has grappled with repeated droughts. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Amnesty International accused Hong Kong police on Friday of torture and other abuses in their handling of more than 3 months of sometimes violent pro-democracy protests. Police have said they have shown restraint. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. They said, quote, this has included arbitrary arrests and retaliatory violence against arrested persons in custody, some of which has amounted to torture. Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Hong Kong police say they have respected the privacy, dignity and rights of those in custody and have used the minimum force necessary. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he has important information for President Trump about how to respond to the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.